Money, meaning you will not see me. And of course, the ayat where it occurs, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ قَالَ لَنْ تَرَانِي. Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah, ayah 143, with the explanation that he, Musa alayhi salam, he said, O my Lord, show me yourself so that I can look at you. He said, you will not see me. Lan tarani, you will not see me. The Shaykh said, so they said, the deniers, this is a proof negating seeing him. Then we say to them, this is a proof for denying it in this world, because Musa alayhi salam asked his Lord to see him in this world, and Allah is not seen in this world. No one is able to see him in this world. Qala lan tarani. With the explanation again, that he said, you will not see me. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and once negation, nafi, negation of something, when it comes with lan, this word of negation of something happening in the future, lan, it's not going to, it won't happen. He said, when a negation occurs with the word lan, as in this ayah, then it is not a perpetual negation. It's not a negation that lasts forever. Rather, it is a negation for a certain time. And when something's denied in Arabic in the future, something's denied that's going to happen, with this word lan, it doesn't mean it will never ever happen. It means it will not happen for a certain time. Then he gives an evidence, and if we remember the lessons of Sheikh Falah, Hafidhullah, he mentioned this same point, and a lot of this chapter, of course, came in those lessons. So he said, mentioning a proof for this, with the proof of his saying, he the Most High, with regard to the Jews. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا. Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, ayahs 94 to 95, with the explanation. Say, if the abode of the hereafter is just for you, specially with Allah, to the exclusion of the rest of mankind, then wish for death, if you are indeed truthful. And they will not wish for it at all. Shaykh Fawzan said, explain this ayah. It denies that the Jews will wish for death in this world. That word is used in the second ayah. وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا. So the same word that they will not wish, the word lan is used again. They will not wish for it at all. Shaykh Fawzan said, it denies for the Jews that they will wish for death in this world. However, in the hereafter, they will wish for it. When they say, يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. Surah Az-Zukhruf, the 43rd surah, ayahs 44. With the explanation that the people of the fire will say, O Malik, they'll say to the angel in charge of the fire, the guardian of the fire, O Malik, let your Lord put an end to us. Let your Lord put an end to us. Shaykh said, meaning they will request death to be relieved from the fire. So in the hereafter, they will wish for death, even though he said about them in the world, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا. In that first ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, it was said about the Jews that they will lan, they will not wish for death at all. And that word was used, lan. So therefore this is a proof that lan doesn't mean ever, forever, doesn't mean that. Because in the hereafter they will wish for death. So this ayah, these two ayahs together are a proof. The second ayah is a proof of the first ayah, the word lan, it doesn't mean never, ever, whatsoever at all, forever and ever. As the Shaykh said, he said, so it shows that denying with the word lan does not mean forever, doesn't mean ta'bid, doesn't mean forever. And that which occurs in the ayah, Lan Tarani, ayah with regard to Musa alayhi salam, that Allah the Most High said to him, Lan Tarani, you will not see me. He did not say, La Tarani, you cannot see me. Allah the Most High did not say to Musa, you cannot see me. It's not possible, you can't see me. Rather, he said, Lan Tarani, you will not see me. And that is in this world. So no one will see Allah in this world because of the weakness of the bodies of the people and of their senses, which are too weak to see Allah. And as for in the hereafter, then Allah will give the believers the ability which will enable them to see Allah, the Perfect and Most High. And the affairs of the hereafter are different to the affairs of this world. However, so the Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned the reason there. The reason that people will not see Allah in this world is because they are too weak in their bodies and too weak in their eyes to be able to do so. Then he said, however, there is a point here, which is that some of the explainers, may Allah pardon them, they say, seeing Allah in this world is mustahila. Seeing Allah in this world is impossible. Shaykh said, and this is a mistake, this is ghalat, this is a mistake. Seeing Allah in this world is not impossible. Rather, it is something possible in the world. However, the people do not have the ability for it. So there's a very fine distinction there between those two points. The Shaykh is correct in the point, those who say it's impossible to see Allah in this world. It's impossible. Shaykh says, this is a mistake. And then later on he'll explain why this is a mistake. So he says, it's not impossible. We don't say it's impossible to see Allah in this world. He said, however, it doesn't happen. The people don't see Allah. Why? Because they do not have the ability to do it. Then he said, and therefore Musa alayhi salam asked his Lord to be able to see him. And if seeing him in this world were not possible, it would not have been befitting for Musa to request something that is impossible. So seeing Allah in this world is not something impossible. In and of itself, we don't say it's impossible. It's impossible that Allah can be seen in this world. We don't say that. So Shaykh makes the point, if that were the case, Musa alayhi salam would not have asked Allah for something impossible. It would not have been befitting that he asks Allah for something impossible. Then he said, however, it is not possible to attain it because of the weakness of the abilities of mankind in this life. So a very fine distinction there. We don't say it's something totally impossible to see Allah in this world. It's impossible, impossibility. No, because Musa alayhi salam asked for it and he would not ask for something, there's a total impossibility. And the Shaykh makes a point, however, does it come about? Does it happen? No, but not because it's in itself something impossible. It doesn't happen because of the weakness of the abilities of mankind in this life. Then he said, otherwise, in and of itself, it is not impossible, because Musa asked his Lord for al-Ru'ya, to see him. And Musa would not ask for something impossible, and he would not ask for something forbidden. That's where Shaykh al-Fawzan ends explanation of that point. And then before moving on to the next word, Shaykh Saleh al-Sheikh, Hafidhullah, one of the scholars in Saudi at the moment, Hafidhullah, he made a point here and said, or rather he mentioned another ayah, he mentioned another evidence, that the word lam, when the word lam occurs in the Arabic language, denying something is going to happen in the future, it doesn't mean forever. He said, for a certain time it will not happen. The ayah which he quoted, he said the saying of Maryam, فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ Surah Maryam, the 19th surah, ayah 26, with the explanation that she said, I will not speak today to any person. And she said, Lan, I will not speak. Lan, I will not speak this day to any person. Sheikh said, Sheikh Saleh said, if the word Lan meant a denial which is perpetual, forever, then there would be no sense in restricting it with her saying, Al-Yawm, today. I will never, if it meant, I will never ever speak to a person, then she wouldn't say that and then add the word to it, today. I will never ever to eternity speak to anybody today. It would not make sense. So this ayah is another proof that the word Lan is a denial of something happening in the future, but with a time limit, contrary to what these people of innovation say. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama, he continued, rahimahullah, so after the first line, which we had last week, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ يَرَوْنَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ, and the believers will see Allah the Most High with their eyes, he continued, وَيَزُورُونَهُ, and there's a printing error here, there's a wow missed out, it should be a ya and a za and a wow, وَيَزُورُونَهُ, and they will visit him, I mean the believers will visit Allah the Most High. And likewise in the explanation it should be the first word, yazurun, with a waw. Sheikh Fawzan said, in explanation of this word, and they will visit him, he said, as occurs in a hadith of Abu Huraira, that they will visit him, he the Majestic and Most High, on the day of Jumu'ah, or on the equivalent period to the day of Jumu'ah, from the days of this world. In the hereafter, on the day of Jumu'ah, or the equivalent time, that would have been day of Jumu'ah in the days of the world, they will visit him. And he, the Perfect and Most High, will show himself to them on this day. And then there's a line which is repeated here in the Arabic, which you can just scratch out. وَلِهَذَا يُسَمَّى هَذَا الْيَوْمِ, that occurs twice. وَلِهَذَا يُسَمَّى هَذَا الْيَوْمِ بِيَوْمِ الْمَزِيدِ, and therefore this day is called the day of increase, as occurs in a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. I mean the same hadith that's just been referred to. With regard to this hadith about the believers visiting Allah the Most High, then we had it before, it came before, on page 112 of this edition, and we had before that this is a da'if hadith, is a weak hadith, that at Tirmidhi, the hadith reported by Tirmidhi and by Ibn Majah from a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, At-Tirmidhi himself said, the hadith is gharib, the hadith is weak. And likewise, we had the point that Shaykh al-Albani said, rahimahullah, in Abda'ifa, number 1722, that this narration is weak, not authentic. And it's weak because of the narrators, Abdul Hamid, Ibn Habib, Ibn Abil Ishreen, and because of a second narrator, Hisham Ibn Ammar. Because of these two weak narrators, this hadith is weak. And then in the footnotes here, they mention something occurring at Tabari, another weak narration occurring at Tabari and elsewhere. Back to the text, then the Imam, he continued, وَيُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَيُكَلِّمُونَهُ, and he will speak to them, and they will speak to him. Shaykh Fawzan said, in explanation, was referring to Allah the Most High, and he will speak to them, the believers, and they will speak to him, Shaykh Fawzan said. He will greet them with the greeting of salam. He will greet them with the greeting of peace and security. And they will respond to his greeting of peace and security. And he will speak to them, and they will speak to him. And therefore there occurs in the hadith, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانِ. Hadith, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is not one of you except that his Lord will speak to him on the day of resurrection. There will be no interpreter between him and him. And as they mention here in the footnotes, this hadith reported by Imam Ahmad and by Al-Bukhari, as hadith 6539, and by Muslim from a hadith of Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, he continued, قال الله تعالى وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. Two ayahs from Surah Al-Qiyamah, 75th Surah, ayahs 22 to 23, with the explanation, the same ayahs we had in the explanation last week, that the Imam brings them in the text here. He said, Allah the Most High said, the two ayahs with the explanation, on that day, some faces will be shining, looking at their Lord. In the explanation, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ. On that day, some faces will be shining, Shaykh al-Fawzan said. The first one, I mean the ayah occurring at the end of the first ayah, the word occurring at the end of the first ayah, the first one is from an-nadhara, which means beauty and splendor, with dad in nadhira. Some faces will have nadhara, beauty and splendor, ila rabbiha nadhira, with dha in the second ayah, the last word has a dha, meaning looking at their Lord openly as an honor for them. And the deniers, the mu'attila, those who deny the attributes, they say, they explain this ayah, misinterpret this ayah, they say, ila rabbiha, they break it down and they say, the first word is ilan, which is a noun, which is singular. Its plural is ala, and the meaning of ilan is ni'mah, a favor. So ila rabbiha, in the saying of those who deny Allah's attributes, they say it means the favors of their Lord. So ilan means favor. In other words, the people of innovation, some of them, they explain this ayah and say it means awaiting the favor of their Lord. That's all they said. They say it doesn't contain anything about looking at Allah, seeing Allah. They say it means awaiting the favor of their Lord. That's all they say. And they say this word ila, they said it should be ilan, or meaning ila, a favor of their Lord. The Shaykh said, they mean that which occurs in his saying, He the Most High, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Surah Al-Rahman, the 55th Surah, Ayah 13. The ayah that's repeated many times in the Surah. With the explanation, so which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ. So this word occurs here. And here it does mean favors. This is a plural word, it means favors. So they're saying the same thing occurs in this ayah. The ila here is a singular of that word. So the Shaykh said, but ila, the ayah that we have here, ila rabbiha nadhira, from Surah Al-Qiyamah, the ila here is a harfu jar. Is a preposition. Preposition?
No.
Zayed. Alright. Let's settle with that then. The ila is a preposition, harfu jar. It is a well-known preposition. However, what led them to do this? I mean, why did they say the word ila is a well-known harfu jar? It's a well-known preposition. Why are they digging up some strange or inventing, saying, no, look, ilan, it's a noun, it's a singular noun from ala. And why are they doing this? Why do they go to these crazy lengths to invent this thing that's totally obviously wrong? Why do they do it? The Shaykh said, ila is a well-known preposition, meaning looking to or at. However, what led them to do this is, and Allah's refuge is sought, ameen, at ta'assub lil madhab, bigotry to their own position. Bigotry, blindly sticking to their own position. And this is tahrif. What they are doing is tahrif. Distortion of the speech of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Then the Imam continues, فَلَمَّا حُجِبَ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي هَالِ السُّخْطِ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَرَوْنَهُ فِي حَالِ الرِّضَى وَإِلَّا لَمْ يَكُنْ بَيْنَهُمَا فَرْقٌ. And this word here again is a printing error, it should be hal instead of whatever it is, hijal or whatever it is. A jim has crept into crept into the text here. Dalla ala anna al-mu'minina yarawnahu fi hali al-ridha wa illa lam yakun baynahuma farq. That the Imam Ibn Qudama said, so since those, or rather we didn't take the first part anyway. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ Surah Al-Mutaffifin, the 83rd Surah, Ayah 15, with the explanation, and He, the Most High, said, but no, they will be screened away from seeing their Lord on that day. Ayah from Surah Al-Mutaffifin, 83rd Surah, Ayah 15. And He, the Most High, said, but no, they will be screened away from seeing their Lord on that day. Sheikh Fawzan said in explanation, so since the unbelievers will be screened away from seeing Him on the day of resurrection, then this is a proof that the believers will see Him. So only the unbelievers will be blocked away from seeing Him as a humiliation for them because they disbelieved in Him in this world. So their recompense is that they will be blocked from seeing Him on the day of resurrection. And those who believe, those who had Iman in Him, in the world, will be honored to see Him. And their eyes will be delighted to see Him, He the Perfect, as a reward for them. Then the Imam continued, فَلَمَّا حُجِبَ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي حَالِ السُّخْطِ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَرَوْنَهُ فِي حَالِ الرِّضَىٰ وَإِلَّا لَمْ يَكُنْ بَيْنَهُمَا فَرُقٍ He said, so since those people, meaning the unbelievers, so since those people will be blocked from seeing Him in the condition that His wrath, His anger is upon them, then this shows that the believers will see Him in the condition of His being pleased. Otherwise, there would be no difference between the two cases. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, what occurs as footnote 2 here, this is the way in which it is an evidence. I mean, this is how the ayah is an evidence. Somebody ways that the Imam Ibn Qudama is using this ayah as an evidence to say the believers will see Allah the Most High. So someone may come along and say, where does it mention anybody seeing Allah? All the ayah mentions is the unbelievers, the kafirs, will be blocked from seeing Allah. It doesn't mention the believers. So the Shaykh is making clear here, that's the way that the unbelievers being blocked is a proof that that's their punishment, that this will not apply to the believers. That's the way in which this ayah has been used as evidence. That punishment will not be upon the believers, so they will see Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and therefore Ash-Shafi'i rahimahullah, the great Imam Ash-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said, if his enemies will be screened away from him, if his enemies will be screened away from seeing him, then this is a proof that his awliya, his beloved servants, will see him, He the Perfect and Most High. Otherwise, there would be no difference between the believers and the unbelievers. If it were the case that Allah will not be seen in the hereafter, there would then be no difference between the believers and the unbelievers. Rather, they would all be screened away from seeing Him. In this aspect here that Allah the Most High mentioned about the unbelievers, they'll be screened away from seeing Allah. As a punishment for them, they'll be screened away from seeing Allah. So the Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions that Imam Shafi'i brings the argument here that if Allah cannot be seen in the hereafter by the believers even, then it won't be a punishment for the unbelievers. Neither believers nor the unbelievers will see Him. No one will see Him. They'll all be screened away from Him. So therefore, there wouldn't be an ayah mentioning the unbelievers being blocked and screened from seeing Him. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama continued, وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ هَذَا الْقَمَرَ لَا تُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ حَدِيثٌ صَحِيحٌ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ He said, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you shall certainly see your Lord just as you see this moon, you will not suffer harm in seeing Him. It is a hadith which is authentic, agreed upon. And in the footnote, again, they mention hadith reported by al-Bukhari as hadith 554 and by Muslim from a hadith of Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, لا تضامون, you'll not suffer harm in seeing him, that we had before, that this word is read two different ways. لا تضامون and لا تضامون with a shadda on the meme, either with or without the shadda. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, or, I mean, it's either read لا تضامون, you will not suffer harm in seeing him, or لا تضامون, you will not have to jostle, you will not have to push and crush. Shaykh said, meaning you will not have to gather together in a single place and crowding occur, as occurs when the people want to see something, a single thing. They crowd together and push and shove to see it. But Allah, the Majestic and Most High, is more apparent than everything. The people will not need to crowd and jostle in order to see Him, He the Perfect. They will see Him without crowding, each one of them in his own place and his own abode. The Shaykh made the point, in this world, when a lot of people want to see one single thing, they all have to crowd together and try and push and crush and try and get a glimpse of the thing. As for Allah the Most High, that will not be the case. Then the Imam continued, وَهَذَا تَشْبِيهٌ لِلرُّؤْيَةِ بِالرُّؤْيَةِ, and there's a word dropped out of the text here, بِالرُّؤْيَةِ, وَهَذَا تَشْبِيهٌ لِلرُّؤْيَةِ بِالرُّؤْيَةِ, and this is a declaration that the seeing will be like the other seeing. لَا لِلْمَرْءِ بِالْمَرْءِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا شَبِيهَ لَهُ وَلَا نَظِيرٌ. And again, so ya missed out this word, shabih. The Imam said, this is a declaration that the seeing will be like the other seeing, not that the one who will be seen is like the other thing seen, because nothing resembles Allah, nothing resembles Allah, and nothing is His like. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation of these last two points, he said, meaning, resemblance between seeing Allah and seeing the sun and the moon. And it is not resemblance of that which is seen with that which is seen. The same point which he had before, meaning that the hadith, what the meaning of the hadith is, that the believers will certainly see Allah, just as they certainly see the sun and the moon. So this seeing is just as certain as that seeing. It doesn't mean that what they see will be like what was seen in this world. When the believers see Allah, that they will see what they saw in this world, something like the sun or the moon. No. Rather, it's an affirmation, as the Imam makes clear, and Shaykh al-Fawzan makes clear, it's an affirmation that the seeing is like the seeing. In this world, just the people see the sun and the moon. In the hereafter, they will just as well, they will see Allah the Most High. It doesn't mean that what they see will be the same. It's not likening Allah to the sun and the moon. No. Then the Imam, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and therefore he said, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ, that you will certainly see your Lord just as you see. He said, this is resemblance of the seeing to the seeing. As for the Ash'aris, the Ash'a'ira, as for the Ash'aris, then they wanted to escape from the position of the Mu'tazila. And the position of the Mu'tazila, as we heard before, that they deny that Allah will be seen altogether. He said, so the Ash'aris wanted to escape from the position of the Mu'tazila, because there was no way in which they could deny the seeing when it is confirmed. So they wanted to escape from the position of the Mu'tazila. However, they were caught by wretchedness, and they said, Allah, the Majestic and Most High, will be seen, however, not in a direction. In the Mu'tazila, they said Allah will not be seen. The Ash'aris, They saw that this was wrong. This is something affirmed in text that Allah will be seen. So they didn't want to deny it. So they affirmed it, that Allah will be seen. But then they said, they added something, they said, but not in a direction. Not in a direction. Shaykh Fawzan said, so they were caught by wretchedness, and they said, Allah the Majestic and Most High will be seen not in a direction. Because they negate Allah's Ulu. They deny that Allah the Perfect and Most High is above. So we say, this is futile speech. Rather, Allah the Majestic and Most High will be seen, and it will be in His direction of being above. He the Perfect and Most High. And just finally, to add the point here, again, Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, Hafidhullah, he made the point here, making the same point. He said, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they make the seeing, or they declare the seeing, to be with the two eyes looking above, towards where Allah, the Majestic and Most High, is. As for those people, meaning the Ash'aris, as for those people, then they declare it to be a seeing with an ability which Allah, the Majestic and Most High, newly creates in them, in their bodies, on the day of resurrection, not towards a direction. I mean, it's the same with Ash'aris. They say seeing Allah, the believers, seeing their Lord, is just some special ability that Allah creates within their bodies. They don't see Him with their eyes. They don't see Him as being above. So the Shaykh al-Azhar makes clear this is false and futile. The position of the believers is the people of the Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they hold that the believers will see Allah and He will be above. They'll see Him and Him, He will be above. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. That's the end of the section on Al-Ru'ya, on the believer seeing Allah the Most High. The next section is quite a long section on Al-Qadr, on pre-decree. قَالُوا لِلَّهِ That's a mistake in the Saudi one. Any points of clarification? No. There's a question on the... I'm told the lesson next week, inshallah, lesson Monday next week is quarter to eight, inshallah. Begin at 7:45, inshallah. الحمد لله وصلى الله على محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت